When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
American soccer fans, welcome to episode 108 of the USA Soccer Cast. We are bringing you everything about the U.S. national teams, the players, the leagues, and everything else that impacts the game of soccer in these United States. I'm Donald Wine. It's Wednesday, May 31st, and we have a lot to discuss. As we close out the month of May, we had some news that dropped yesterday coming out of the Memorial Day weekend that we have to talk about. And we will start with the news that the United States men's national team has a new interim head coach. It was announced yesterday that Anthony Hudson is leaving his post as interim head coach to depart the Federation for a position at a club abroad. Rumors are that club could be in the Middle East, but the important part is that Anthony Hudson is leaving immediately, about 2 weeks before the Nations League semifinal against Mexico. Replacing him at the helm, BJ Callahan, who has served as an assistant under Greg Berhalter and Anthony Hudson for the past 4 years at U.S. Soccer. He has no head coaching experience thus far in his career, and his first task is to lead the U.S. men's national team as they defend their titles in the Nations League and the Gold Cup. No pressure, BJ. I like BJ Callahan. I had the chance to meet him in Grenada and speak to him and Hudson for a while, and I was left impressed by his approach to the game and to this job. But he's now presented with a huge task, which is to beat Mexico in his first match, repeat as Nations League champions, and then also attempt to repeat as Gold Cup champions. There's a lot to be said about the timing of this, and let's start first with Anthony Hudson. Anthony Hudson was never getting the permanent job, and over the course of this past 6 months, he's been actively searching for a new role, and it makes sense for him to get a job, because if you're not going to get the permanent job, then you don't need to stay to the end of your contract and then look for a job. You're looking as you're finishing out your term with your current job. The timing may not be great for you with soccer, but that's not on Hudson. He has to look out for his future, and his future seems to be leaving a club elsewhere. And with the European season ending, with a lot of the seasons abroad in Asia and Africa also ending, the time is now to get into a club. It's not to wait until the end of the Gold Cup, which is mid-July, and then hopefully land a club job when clubs are in preseason and preparing for the next season. He needs to get into there now. And this is the point where apparently he has a job that he's ready to depart for, and he's leaving now. So I wish him nothing but the best. He finishes his interim stint with 2 wins, 1 loss, and 2 draws. Now, let's focus on U.S. soccer. U.S. soccer has to pick a coach soon. They've been saying that it will be by the end of the summer. Matt Crocker has stated that this timeline is not changing with the news of yesterday. BJ Callahan's contract runs through August 1st, and Crocker has stated that he wants to have a permanent head coach in place by then, pending any club conflicts. And that could be a guy that's in contract or what have you. But it's an important summer for U.S. soccer. We have 2 trophies that we're competing for, 2 trophies that we are currently hold and want to keep holding, and they need to nail this hire. So the clock is really ticking at this point to get it done, and again, to get it done right. We move on to another bit of news that happened yesterday, and it is also about the U.S. men's national team. The new head coach, whoever that person may be, we'll have some friendlies in the fall, and we just learned yesterday the October slate of friendlies that this new coach and the men's national team will undertake. First off, on October 14th, Germany will come to the United States. They will play against Germany at Rentschler Field in East Hartford, Connecticut. Familiar place for U.S. men's national team fans and women's national team fans. And also Germany, a team that we've seen in World Cups past. The next match in the October window will be on October 17th. That will be against Ghana. Yes, we've had those battles against them before. That's at Geodis Park in Nashville. That'll be the first time the men have visited the new park that opened in 2021. We don't know about September yet, but those are some pretty strong matchups that we just heard against teams that have given us fits again in previous World Cups. Fun fact about Germany, the last match against them was in June 2015. Yes, it was the Bobby Wood game. That was the last time we faced Germany in a competition, whether it be friendly or a World Cup. And also, another fun fact, this one about Ghana, we faced them four times in our history. The record, two wins and two losses. And each match has ended with a scoreline of 2-1. Ghana won 2-1 in the 2006 in the 2010 World Cups, the USA winning 2-1 in the 2014 World Cup, and also a 2017 friendly that served as a warm-up for that year's Gold Cup. Also, that 2017 friendly was when the 2017 Gold Cup jersey was unveiled and worn for the first time. So that also was in Hartford. So we're coming full circle here, ladies and gentlemen. It should be a fun October, but we have a whole summer to get through to get there. But I'm excited about these two particular matchups, and hopefully September will bring us two more competitive games against quality opponents. Let's leave it right there. Up next, the men's U20s are in the U20 World Cup. We will discuss their return to the quarterfinals after this quick break. We are back, and the 2023 FIFA Men's U20 World Cup is taking place currently in Argentina, and the United States are killing it. They enter the World Cup having made it to the quarterfinals in each of the previous three tournaments, and they are considered a contender to go even further this time around. They started out in Group B, and they blew through the group stage, winning all three matches. First off, a 1-0 win over Ecuador in their opener, followed by a 3-0 win over Fiji in the second one. They concluded with a 2-0 victory over Slovakia to join host Argentina as the only teams in the tournament to earn the maximum 9 points in the group stage. They advanced to the round of 16, where yesterday they took on New Zealand. And after taking an early 1-0 lead, they were able to open the floodgates late in the second half. The final score, 4-0. They advanced to the quarterfinals for the fourth straight time. That game will be on June 4th, where they will face off against either Gambia or Uruguay. We find that out on June 1st. It's been a great tournament thus far for the Baby Nats. Cade Cowell has 3 goals thus far in the tournament. We've had goals from Justin Che, Diego Luna, Jonathan Gomez, Roques Puskas, and Nico Sakaris. And then also you have Gagas Lanina, who has started every match and has yet to concede a goal. They haven't put it all together yet, but they're showing that they can contend for a title with a ton of scoring chances. And it won't get any easier from here on out. Gambia and Uruguay can be dangerous, and you have potentially Brazil in a semifinal. But let's hope that the U20s can get past the quarterfinals and set themselves up for a chance to win it all. They're going to need to improve on the scoring chances and finishing on them. They've taken a lot of shots. They're very creative, especially in the attacking third, and it's fun to see. But they had to put some goals on the board while also keeping the opponents out of the defensive end. They've done great in that so far. Let's hope it continues. Best of luck to them. And also, best of luck to the U20 women, who are competing at the CONCACAF Women's U20 Championship. They also have breezed through the group stage, also with a maximum of 9 points. Three games, 3 wins. They are playing Costa Rica on June 2nd in the semifinal. A win there sees them book a place in the 2024 Women's U20 World Cup. So go get them, ladies. As we close out the show, I wanted to let you know about some new partnerships that we have lined up for the show that I'm really excited about. First off, we have a new affiliate link for Breaking Tea, which has shirts, hoodies, and other apparel that helps celebrate some of the biggest moments in sports as they happen, kind of like a breaking news banner. And we also have a brand new partnership with Homage, a clothing company that pays tribute to our past as they make some incredible apparel for you to support your team in any weather. They have soccer, basketball, baseball, football, even some pop culture shirts. And the best part about it is that you can save some money while you support this show if you use our affiliate links. Head to our Linktree, linktree.com/USASoccerCast, and you'll be able to click on any of our affiliate links. That's Breaking Tee, Homage, Fanatics, and the MLS store. And you can shop for anything you're looking for. It doesn't even have to be soccer related. Just use the link. And then they have deals all the time and all of these sites that you can take advantage of if you click the affiliate link and make a purchase. Most importantly, every purchase from one of these affiliate links helps support this show. So again, linktree.com/USASoccerCast. Click on the affiliate link you're looking for. You can get your gear in time for the Nations League finals that are coming up, the Gold Cup. And on June 5th, we'll see the release of tons of U.S. Women's National Team apparel on all these sites, including the return of the 2023 jerseys. They are gearing up for the Women's World Cup, which, of course, is the summer. Almost everywhere in the world is going to have everything. Gold Cup jerseys for the men, the 2023 jerseys, the 2023 jerseys for the women, and all the apparel that they're going to be wearing this summer during the World Cup will be available on June 5th. So save some money and support the show by using these links. We really appreciate it. So with that, that'll do it for episode 108 of the USA SoccerCast. Thank you so much for listening. Remember, follow us on Twitter. We're at USA SoccerCast. And please send us some topic suggestions as we move forward. You can email them to usasoccercast@gmail.com, or you can tag us in your questions on Twitter. We will talk to you again soon, y'all. Peace.